So we saw last time that we have to work on Simchas HaMitzvah. We have to do that, and we have to be connected to the mitzvahs. But the question is, how do we reveal that? How do we work on that? So this is Be'etzem the Ramban. But in the Ramban it says something more than what we saw last time, and that will be a big step for us to work on. The Ramban says that Rashi says they got Parshas HaTorah Shizasku Behem, and then he says Mashma Shoidiyo Machukim Ohem Velimedoyisum Osit HaKadosh Baruch Hu Letzavez Etzcha Bekach Al HaDerech Shelom Ad Avraham Ovinu Es HaTorah. And then that means for sure they were Mekayim the mitzvahs. But they first had to be Isaac in the Torah, the way Avraham Avinu was Isaac in the Torah, and then Lahargilo b'mitzvahs. So, the difference between Avraham Avinu learning Torah and us, the background of learning Torah, is in the Nasa v'Nishma. We have a background of Nasa v'Nishma. That means we are learning Torah out of a gisha that we are obligated to do it. It's not that the content of Torah is guiding us. The content of Torah comes secondary, Nase v'Nishma. But by Avraham Avinu it was the opposite way around. It was Nishma v'Nase. Yeah? That was by Avraham Avinu. So they were learning Torah in the way that they explored the content of Torah. And this content of Torah was first. And then they did it. But that was the proof, or they had to work on that, that now they do it besimcha. So it sounds to me like that, that in the Rabban it says how to reach the simcha shel mitzvah. How to reach that. How do you reach that you're mekayem a mitzvah besimcha ubetuv leivov? It is that you make a preface, you make a prelude, you call that, yeah? You are first contemplating the content of the mitzvah. Yeah? That's the first step. And then you have an opportunity of doing it. That's a big thing. Because you are mekayem the mitzvah out of this contemplation. The kiyum mitzvah befoyal is a way of having an opportunity to do it. Because the content is there, and now you have the opportunity to do it. And when you have an opportunity to do that, with that encounter, with the content which was there beforehand, that is what creates Simcha Shel Mitzvah. Then you are emotionally connected, when you want like this. You connect to the mitzvah, because there is a content going on. You are not only Sameach, because what you did. No. You are Sameach what you are going to do. But what does it mean you are Sameach what you are going to do? That means you have to first learn the content in a very general way. But you have to first learn or be aware of the content before you are taking action. But then the action is an opportunity. That is a big thing. That in the avoida of being connected to something, you have to work on it, that it is an opportunity. That's always. That is a depth which Chazal say, that also in a personal relationship at home, you want to create an opportunity, and not being only used to do it, you know, but it has to be an opportunity, that Chazal say. And all those things, when you want to connect really, you have to make it an opportunity. What is an opportunity? That you are so, have an opportunity now, Frumkeit, as such a meurete gesagt feeling. No, it has to be first contemplated. That's what he says. You have to learn Torah like Avraham Avinu learned Torah. That means it's an awareness of the content before you begin. That's what Avraham Avinu did. That's the opposite way we do it. We do it because we have to do it. Nase v'nishma. But in order to reach Simcha, you have to be makdim the content beforehand. For example, we don't do it so much. But that is that that's difficult for us. It is, for example, by the mitzvah tefillin. Yeah? When you have a mitzvah tefillin, then you are You have to think about the tefillin beforehand. That's even a halacha, you know. It's even a halacha. You have to think about the parshas, because when you don't know that there are parshas there, then you are in troubles. You have to know there are parshas there. How far you have to know that? How far you have to know that? That is okay. That's disputable there, whether you have to know everything, which is there or not. But you have to know something about the parshas. That's right. So now, what do we do? Do we do that? No. I see people, they come to Daven, and they have a Drabonon, a Grade Ashvache Drabonon. That is true, the Zimre. And now I don't want to tell you what the Prime Rischer did, whatever. That's not a big thing. Eh? It's a big thing, but it's not a big chiyu. And you have to put on tefillin. That's right? So how do you do it? It's amazing. The tefillin is a Reise Gomo. And you need to think about that. It's a deraisa, and you need to think about that. And the psuk dezimmer is, you know, the halachas, what you skip when you don't have time, you know. But the people count them. It's once in a while like miraculous. The quickness a person can put on tefillin is unbelievable. He comes late to daven and chuck the tefillin out on it, and then he says psuk dezimmer. No. You put on tefillin via mensch, because that's the reise, and that's your encounter with Shem Hashem Nikra Olecha, whatever it is, and this encounter has to create a simcha shel mitzvah, and then you say the psuk dezimre, what is there? Please, come in time that you can't say all the psuk dezimre. Or dreinish tiber di yoitzas. Don't turn over the whole thing, and that's what most people do. They turn over the whole thing. And they make that quickly in order to say psuk dezimre. That's nonsense. You have to put on the tefillin that this is the most precious gift or opportunity you have from the Borei Olam. That is the tefillin, the putting on the tefillin. For example, by the tefillin, the concept, don't go into very big things. The concept of tefillin is a very simple concept, when you want. It is like Shem Hashem Nikra Olecha. But when you get that, it is shocking. Because Shem Hashem Nikra Olecha means you have to put on the Shem Yudke Vovke on your body without Chatzitze. Chatzitze is marked very much in tefillin, yeah? Very chomur there. The Hilchos Chatzitze in tefillin very chomur, yeah? So you have to put on Shem Hashem on your body, on your flesh. You have to put on Shem Hashem every single day, yeah? Without Chatzitze. That's shocking. That's a shocking thing, you know? And when you contemplate that, very simple. And then you get the tefillin out of the bag. It's like a present you get, you know. Out of your bag, you get the tefillin, take it in your hand, put it on your arm, and you make that and you think, Shem Hashem Nikolai. Yeah? What's like even inconvenient? That's like shocking. That's like very much scary, that thing. But Shem Hashem Nikolai. And then when you do it and you see the opportunity, you create within you a connection to that mitzvah. Yeah? That's a creating connection. That is the Hakdome over here from the Ramban, which he said we got that on by Moro, that means on the way to Matan Torah, the way he says Beferush. Osit Latzavus, Hakadosh Baruch Hu Latzavus Eschem Bekach, that means that the preparation for the Tzivuye Torah, but the learning goes the other way around. It's very difficult, it's Kimat Yevshar, to say that the Ramban means they only learned. And it were not Mekayim, because it says Lahargilom b'mitzvahs. And the next strat in the Ramban was for sure that they did it. So to say they didn't do it, even though Poro Adumo was later, they didn't do it till Matan Torah. But Shabbos and Dinim, that for sure the Ramban doesn't say they did not do that. Only the approach of the Maise was the opposite way around than by Matan Torah. Which by Matan Torah, it's very much out of a tzivui, which is called Nase v'Nishma. And over here, it was not from the tzivui, it was from the learning Torah. Yeah? But it was mitzvahs, and they did it. But it stemmed from the learning Torah. And that is revealing the simcha. And that reveals your personal connection to that mitzvah. Now, for us, that was the way I was in South Africa when I was there. But for us, that has much more necessity. This whole work is much more necessary than we think for our tkufa. Because the Israelis was that, I was in Israel like this, that I was sitting in South Africa, and I give you Dugma from life which I had in Schweiz, you know. In Schweiz, you are making ski. And once in a while, the people are breaking their legs by skiing. So that's not so pleasant. Baruch Hashem, that didn't happen to me, but that's so pleasant because you turn around and the leg doesn't, you know. So then, that's not so good. Yeah? And that is painful, it can be dangerous, can be life dangerous, the whole thing, you know. And you need a surgeon to do that. And now you have a tkufa in the Alps somewhere where people are having a lot of accidents. And you want to make a Kennedy Soyuz. Who do you call to speak? The ski teacher or the surgeon? Who speaks at the Kennis? The one which teaches how to make ski and how to do it in a safe way, or the one which fixes the bones? You bring the ski teacher, no? So I do not understand. I was in South Africa, and there was, like, all over the globe, there was a Kennesis Euros on the problems of the modern technology, let's call like this, yeah? And there someone spoke, but this someone is a specialist about dealing with bochim and families which are destroyed by that. That's like when the surgeon speaks. No, the surgeon doesn't speak by a Kennesis Euros. You have to understand what's going on. What is the Sibbe? Yeah? I don't tell you that when you know the Sibbe, then you know the solution. That's childish. But you have to contemplate what is going on. What's going on? Yeah? So I was thinking, I can't tell you that. I had a little bit of time to think there, only a little bit there. But I thought there that the Sibbe is something very dangerous. It is a shidduch between curiosity and the need of excitement. And that kills a person. You're curious and you want to be excited, and then you are gone. That kills. And that is what happens by this media. Yeah? You're curious and you want to be excited. And when you understand, but everyone, all the world says, no, you do not understand, Leuchter. That's not about these things being curious and excited. It's about bad pictures, which you call in a certain way. I can't say this word over here next to Oronah Kodesh, yeah? But it's about looking at bad pictures. And that's a question of Taivas Noshi. So now I will change my nice coat. Instead of black, I'll put on white. And I'll tell you that this is not right. Because these machlas about looking at bad pictures, that is exactly a merge between the urge for excitement and curiosity. That's what it is. Dreimonis can cope. That's it. According to professional too, you know, and according to the simple seichel too. I can't tell you the simple seichel because we are here in the base medrash, but there's a very simple seichel that no, that's not the question of Taivas Noshi, bichlal not. It's a question of curiosity and search for excitement. And that's dangerous. That's life dangerous. You'll just be dead, yeah, when you go into that. That's a life dangerous thing. That endangers life. That's the thing, yeah? Now, when we want to combat such a thing, and a lot of people even do not understand what's bad with curiosity, the difficult thing, how would you say curiosity in Loshna, Kodesh? Or in the word, what do you mean? Sakranut is not, there's no word like this. You can look up the whole, all of the Sforim and Sifrei Avoide and Sifrei Musar and Chazal, Sakranut you will not find. Yeah? What is the word for Pizura Nefesh? What would you say? I said it. But so Sakranut means Pizura Nefesh. Sakranut means Pizura Nefesh. That's what it means. Efshado. That's Pizur HaNefesh. And we are so small and so endangered that we think Pizur HaNefesh is a meile, a regora intelligentischer, chevrema, knows everything. A person told me, I didn't look up, A person told me that in Canada, I don't know when I want to speak against Canadians, in Canada now, I don't know whether it's still, but there goes on a fire that you can't extinct. Huh? You heard about that? Interesting? It's mir a Bobbes Deiger, you know? Interesting for my elder Bobbe, you know? Why should it be interesting for me? But most people find these things interesting. A binion collapse, and there's fire there. Was geht dir um? Mach Badlecha! Mach Badlecha! Pisura Nefesh. Why are you everywhere? Why are you all over the world? Why does it go like this? And it's not only Pisura Nefesh, it is an urge for excitement which goes together with that, which that pushes you out. Huh? So what's the antidote? What is the antidote? The antidote is exactly that. That when you are having a simcha shel mitzvah, a depth in your life, that's what simcha shel mitzvah means. It is a deep connection to something which happens. A deep connection to where you are. Then that's okay. Then you don't have to look for others. In our world, according to the way I understand, this Simcha Shel Mitzvah is very much connected to what we would call Hakoras HaToyv. Now that's also a thing which you would like, Hakoras HaToyv, what does it mean, Hakoras HaToyv? Hakoras HaToyv means thank you. Yeah? Like being a nice boy. Huh? Thank you. I appreciate, or whatever is it. That one means Hakoras HaToyv. No. Hakoras HaToyv is Kipshutoy. You are Makir the Toivo. You are recognizing that what you have is much more. And that's according to the Chayvus HaLevavos, the cornerstone of Yiddishkeit. Hakoras HaToyv. That's what Hakoras HaToyv is. And we don't understand it. We think Hakoras HaToyv means being polite. No. It means that you are Makir the Toivo. And that is the big difference between Judaism and all the other religions. We, in our world, in the Jews, they are revealing depth in life. And the Goyim, they are revealing depth in death. That even though you die, still life is done. That's a depth. But life, you don't have to explain that. Self-understood. There's no depth to it. The depth is in this awkward thing that the person dies, and that's why you are religious. That's what they say. You know, all these big thinkers. Okay, I don't want... It makes me always nervous that people, they can't say what they want, and when you have a good name and a good position, then everyone listens to you and it sounds intelligent. And it's nothing. Yeah? It's a gurnisht. People say religion is a primitive attempt to measure up with limitation of life. Something like this. That's right. Yeah? That means it's built on death. Because you are aware of your mortality, then you need to be religious. That's right. That's what they say. And they sound intelligent. Yeah, but that's a goyishe thing, whenever. But by us as Jews, there's nothing like this. Because by us as Jews, out of a little bit, two things. But when you are a Kohen, we spoke once about that, a Kohen, when he has a good chaver, and the chaver is a Goyses, then the Kohen has to tell him, Sei gesund, I don't know what that means then, but he has to tell him, Sei gesund, that he walks out. You know, he can't be there. But he's the priest. And by all the religions, the place of the priest is next to the dying person. That's right. All of them. By all of the religions, besides Judaism. By us, the place of the Kohen is by the life. Not by the death. Not there. That's a big difference between Judaism and all the other religions. All of the other religions, they reveal the depth of spirituality in that even though you die, but you're still there. Wow. But your life is important. No, life is self-understood. You don't have to explain that to me. But we say no. Life is deep. We have a Hakoras HaToyv. Right, that's a distortion. But us, it's the same thing. When I won't go to Hutzlorets, I want to speak on a topic which everyone will listen like this. It is, how do you cope with tragedy? But when I would say, how do you eat an apple? Don't explain that to me. I know how to eat an apple. You don't. You do not. Because the Kuzari says, when you say a brocha, you have twice as much hanoe than without. That's what he says. So when you hear that, then your brain goes into the religious mode, yeah? And then you will say, twice as much hanoah, because hanoah from the apple, and also hanoah from the ashkocha protis, which brought the apple to your table. No, that's not the Kuzari. The Kuzari says, you have twice as much hanoah, because you are contemplating that you could stay hungry. And now you get satisfied. One. And it's even tasty. Two. You are twice as much as hanoah, as when you don't say this brocha, and you are not contemplating about anything. Yeah? So that's the Kuzari. So you have to work on depth in life, in your actions. That's what Judaism means. And that's our religion in contrast to all the others. You see that, and you come from places like this, you know, you have those sources in robe, you know. Those people, you have them by you in your neighborhood when you are in Chutz Loretz. And then you know one thing. When you see a Shtiva Erev, yeah, then you understand that someone died there. That's right. That's what you understand. Could you tell me any Jewish symbol like this? That we also have a Mogen David and someone died? No. What is that the Jews any symbol have that they put it away and now they say, here died someone? Even a Matzeva is not like this. You know, Matzeva is a Shaila from Tumas Meis, the one who's learned all this or learned these things. The Matzeva itself is Ava Tumen. Yeah? So because there's a Meis underneath, you know. That's how the andere deal is, a Kovet Meis, andere Sachen. Yeah? There's no sign that someone died, you know. But by them, that's a sign. And when it's even Mehudel, then the dead one is even glued to it, you know. This is crazy. Yeah? And when you go to England to the nice places, these tombs are built on top of a cemetery. Bemis. And it's an unimaginable thing for us. That you have the most important things underneath. All these people are buried there, within. It's a Tumas Oil Gamur, you know, Tumas Meis Gamur. Because that's what religion by them is. You build on death. That's what you do. And your oimek is a constructed oimek above the fact of mortality. And for us, it's hakoras hatoiv. It's a deepening of understanding what good we got. That is what Judaism is about. Yeah? And we have to work on that. We have to be aware and working on that. That is our work. That we have to deepen our shaychus to the things which are positive, because that is needed for our lives today. Because otherwise we are gone. That's what we see now. Yeah? We see now that this sakone of the technology is exactly this. That you are everywhere. You are not recognizing depth where you are. You are not recognizing that. You are recognizing depth or no depth at all. But you need excitement out of this curiosity, what could be there and what could be here, even though where you are, there is depth, and you don't see it. And that's what the Torah wants from a person. So by us, this working on Simcha Shel Mitzvah is much more a necessity than it was ever. We have to be deeply connected to things we are doing. There has to be depth there, in order to contain our nefesh, you know, that we are there, and we don't want that. We want only excitement. That is a general machle today, that you are not there where you are, you know. No menuchas nefesh altogether, only pizur nefesh. And no depth, no simcha shel mitzvah, no deeper things. And that is what we have to work on. So that was the question, which I was also posed over here, that when you have A person which has no connection to a mitzvah, whatever, doesn't feel connected, so what shall he do? So the work is exactly the way the Rabban says. He has to work on this learning Torah as a Avraham Avinu. That means he has to have some content which he has an opportunity to have an encounter with that content. He has to work on the content first. When we are not misboinant beforehand on the mitzvah. So that's by mitzvahs a little bit easier. Because by mitzvahs there is Torah there, which you could read and you could think about that. Masha Enken, when you have only your apple or whatever it is, then there are taivas which by themselves are pushing you away from depth. And there you have to like to combat it. But by tefillin there is no taivas there which are an obstacle, or by tzitzis. Yeah? So that's all a question. What is your hisbaydenus? The way I said, whether it is Shem Hashem Nikro Lecho, or it's Shibut Machshoves, or it's Yetzias Mitzrayim, Hashkocha Protis, whatever it is, connected to the punishments or whatever you want. So that is the contemplation on the mitzvah, and then you have an encounter. That's very important. Yeah, I have a good friend, which that friend also said, perhaps I'll in the end, because next week won't be a vad, so I'll tell you something in the end, which that is unbelievable. That's not my chiddush, but first he said that in avodah there is no past, there's no oval, because the oval means that you do the mitzvah because you did it yesterday, and then it's not an encounter, and you have to break that through. It's an encounter, but to encounter, to have a pkisha with the mitzvah, that you do through thinking about the content beforehand, and then you have an opportunity to do that. And then it turns over into an opportunity, and not into stamechoivo, which that is because of yesterday, yeah? Or hergel. Only it's an opportunity, because there's a content there. That is our work. Only to show you how far that goes, I said that HaKoros HaToiv, that you are makir toivo, makir the depth of the existing thing. I told that to my good friend in Ramot, and he first said, yeah, it could be, that's also part of it. And then he came to me and said, after Meir, I want to speak to you. And that man, in a minute, created this thing, you know. I have to tell it over. It is something which you couldn't believe, you know. It goes like that. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah says that when Hashem said, Mi yitin v'hoyo levavam zeh l'yiroi sikvel ha'yomim, that they would have to say 10 ato, you should give it. Yeah? And they were kfu et toivo. Not to do it. Kfu et toivo, b'dei kfu et toivo. Or the Borisha was a kfu et toivo. And Mon was kfu et toivo. That they said, that by the other Borisha said, Aish Asher Nosate Imodi, Kan Kofa B'toivo. That's Rashi says also in Chumish. Yeah? So it's a kfu et toivo from other Borisha. It's a kfu et toivo. So the question the Gemara in Avodah Zarah is, but what would be when they would say 10 ato and they would give Yerashomayim? So life work is over. The whole work is about Yerashomayim. Moshem Shoen Michokim Le'iro. The whole work is Yerashomayim. When he would give Yerashomayim, so what would be the work? So he said, there are two ways, Muchem, to serve the Bir Oilo. The one is Yira Shomayim, working with the Yetzer Hara, and the other one is HaKoros HaToiv, without Yetzer Hara. And that was the taina, that they are Kfu Et Toivo, because they don't want the work with HaKoros HaToiv. They don't want that. They want the work with Yira Shomayim. And Klal Yisrael said, to work with HaKoros HaToiv is too difficult. That's too much. That's too much of work. You want to work with Yira Shomayim. Just imagine, you know, Yira Shomayim, this whole Yetzer Hara, that's easier. To work with HaKoros HaToiv, that's much more difficult, yeah? So, let's go for that. That's Kfu Et Toivo. That Kfu Et Toivo, unbelievable pshat in the Gemara. That's a real pshat in the Gemara, yeah? So, but that's what we are about. That this stays like this. Yeah? That's the Chovos HaLevavos. It stays like this. That the Yesod of our religion is HaKoros HaToiv. Only was sure that the main point is Yira Shomayim. That's what we said also last time. Tzaitanut. For sure you have to obey the rules. Otherwise you are gurnished. But there is an inner thing of HaKoros HaToiv there. There is an inner thing of Simcha Shal Mitzvah there, which is a main part in Torah. Yeah? It's a main part in how to be Mekayim Torah. And that's what we want to establish. And there is no time in the world, the way I could imagine, which this is more a question of death and life. So do you see now? The question of death and life is not after you are nichshal with the technology, then you die. You died beforehand, man. Yeah? Because you were caught in this curiosity and urge for excitement. You were caught in that mahalach. That's called your dying. You have to go for a kolos atoyt. And then you don't need curiosity. And you don't need excitement. It's a question of depth where you are. Yeah? But you don't go for it. That means you are dying. So in the end you die. But for sure, when you die, then you die. As well, yeah? For sure, in the end it will be terrible. But that is, I think, what it shows to us. That we have to work on this Hakdome to Matan Torah. Which is Hakdome is a question of a Korza Toiv. Yeah? It's a question of depth in the existing things. And so by mitzvahs, it's much easier, again. Because by mitzvahs, you have the content there. Only learn it, think about it. And by not mitzvahs, like eating an apple or things like this, there the taivas are bothering you in that. So there it's like more difficult. But it is a big thing to be makil taiva in that sense. That you see the depth where you are. And then there is no need to explore further than when you are. I think there is no time in the world where this is more actual than these days. Okay? That's what I want to tell you. Now, next week, there won't be a VAD, because I'll be on the aeroplane. Again, what should I do? I told you that this man is a little bit, things are changing. It won't be all of this money like this, that every 2 weeks Leichter is flying out of the country. Hopefully not. No, I don't think that. I don't want to do that. But there will be the disturbance in the Vadim, so next week won't be. But the week after, that will be afterwards, the Thursday before Shavuos. Yeah? And Thursday before Shavuos, whenever you want, I'll say a Vad. Yeah? No reason why not. So next week won't be, and only the week afterwards, whenever you want. Adkam.